Aircheckdownloads.com.
Graham Chatfield, Radio Hallam News at 10.
On Hallam, it's time to join the Keith's Q Show.
He just likes to say hello.
Just sit down and let the music flow. With Keith's Q's on Hallam Radio.
The weather may not be anything to write home about, but nevertheless, a warm welcome to Sunday Sound Session with a dateline of the 1st of August 1982. Car registrations initial Y begin today. I thought proud owners would be doing drive-abouts this morning, but during my four-mile trundle into the city centre in Sheffield from Eccleshall, I didn't actually see one car with the initial Y. This is Cardboard Shoes on parade for the next couple of hours or so. And in today's programme, Buddy Holly, Gene Pitney, Buddy Knox, Shirley Bassey, Barry Manilow, not to mention James Last, Sylvester and Griffin, the Bee Gees, Juice Newton, Dave Edmonds, and, if we can squeeze them all into Studio A here in Hartshead, the entire Royal Philharmonic Orchestra playing in the key of A flat minor. Sorry, in A flat minor, M-I-N-O-R. We hope to meet this week's competition winner. That'll be around about 11:20-ish. We began with night music. In fact, from the charts of February and March 1963, Bobby V told us that The Night Had a Thousand Eyes, his second most popular record. His most popular, coming to him in the year 1961, was called Run to Him. Bobby V, whose real name is Robert Verleen, got his musical break when asked to stand in at short notice following an air crash which had killed the Big Bopper and Buddy Holly, amongst others. Bobby V was an instant hit and within weeks had a top 10 record which went by the title of Devil or Angel. Coming a little nearer home now, certainly to Great Britain and northwards to Tyne and Wear and eventually Durham. On cue, Roger Whittaker. As a little man from Sonny and Cher, record that got to number 4 in the charts way back in 1966. Well, if we'll pardon the expression, from the ancient to the modern, we'll come from Sonny and Cher right up to Mr. Bertie Higgins. Let's face it, no programme would be complete without Bertie Higgins, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. And here's his latest record, Just Another Day in Paradise. It's 10:28, not a brilliant day here in South Yorkshire. Weather a bit grotty today. Let's hope it's going to clear up. The forecasters say it should get better as the day goes on. Well, that's not difficult, is it, really? It's all foggy and gungy this morning. It should be a little brighter for this time of the year. We move on now, and if you will pardon me playing the record cover instead of the record, I have got here, I'll just hold this up to the microphone, and if you can see the front cover, here we are. And then the back cover. This is the most amazing record by a young lady called Pia Zadora. And I don't know a great deal about her, other than she's not from the British Isles, but by jingo. It's a pity I can't play the record cover. I wouldn't say that the dress that she was wearing was loud, but by jingo, it certainly needs a volume control on it. Pia Zadora, I'm in love again. 10:32 is the time, and talking of the Falklands, which we weren't, got a note in here which came in to Radio Hallam on Friday last from HMS Hydra, which is still over in the South Atlantic. HMS Hydra was originally a survey ship and was then converted to a hospital ambulance ship, ferrying people from the Falkland Islands, if you remember, over to Montevideo in Uruguay. Well, Gary Cardwell is just one of the young men aboard that particular ship, still over in that part of the world, and has dropped Radio Hallam a line asking for some tapes and for music of Radio Hallam. Apparently, when he was back in this country, he used to listen to us quite a lot, but, of course, over there, he can't pick us up. Not a million miles, in fact, 8,000 miles away from here. He told me in a very, very interesting letter that they travelled to the South Atlantic in April. They'd completed 7 months doing survey work in the West Indies, and he hasn't been back to Sheffield, really, since about February, March of this year. And his parents are living in Whitehead Avenue in Deepcar. That's Joe and Noola, N-O-O-L-A. It's an unusual name, isn't it? Irish, I would hazard a guess. Joe and Noola Cardwell of Whitehead Avenue in Deepcar. Greetings to you. I'm sure you've heard quite regularly from Gary. He sends his love to you. And also to Mrs. and Mr. J. Young of Prince of Wales Road. And Mr. and Mrs. M. Metcalf of Killamarsh. No addresses, exact locations for the Killamarsh people. But we hope the Metcalfs are tuned in, the Youngs and the Cardwells. Gary is well. He hopes to be home. He doesn't know when. Sometime in the autumn. And news for him when he gets back home that his sister Linda gave birth to a baby girl just 2 weeks ago. So we've got some updated news for him there. Here's some music from Leo Sayer. Doing well for double time checks today. It's 12 minutes before 12 o'clock. And even now, Mr. Barry Manilow is as popular as ever. And Eve, of no fixed surname, has dropped me a line and said she and other people around the Sheffield area are members of the Barry Manilow fan club. And, in fact, Eve and others would like to meet other members of the club. And then, you know, it's a complicated system. There are probably hundreds and hundreds in Hallamland who are members of the Barry Manilow Fanny Club. Oh, dear. good evening. You're probably wondering why I've asked you here tonight. So, what Eve would like, if you are a member of that particular fan club I've just mentioned, Barry Manilow, would you like to give her a ring on 696903? 696903. And maybe you can have a get-together. Eve would like to organise social evenings and fun tours and things, so if you'd like to give a ring, that's her telephone number, Sheffield 696903. We'll take a break, and then we shall be back with a young lady called Jackie Lee. Jackie who?
Maximilian, Maximilian.
It's time for one more record before we have the news at 5:02 and Jerry at 12 o'clock with 2 hours of requests. We set a competition a couple of weeks ago asking you to name a couple of singers who had the initials J.L. And amongst those was a name called Jackie Lee. And somebody challenged me last week and said they'd never heard of Jackie Lee. Who was he? He is a she.
Aircheckdownloads.com.